we be separated, we had always parted in peace. And when the time had come, and I was to be deported to the Auschwitz death camp with my first wife, Tilly, I said farewell to my dear mother. At that last moment I asked Mother, "Please give me your blessing." I can never forget how she cried out from deep within her heart, "Yes, yes, I bless you." And then she gave me her blessing. This was only about a week before she herself was deported to Auschwitz and sent directly to the gas chamber. In Auschwitz I thought very often of Mother. Each time I fantasized how it would be when I would see her again. Naturally, I imagined that the only thing for me to do would be to kneel down and, as the expression goes, kiss the hem of her dress. While I characterized Mother as kind-hearted and deeply pious, I would say that Father's temperament was different. His personal philosophy was Spartan, and he had a strong sense of duty. He had principles, and he remained faithful to them. I also am a perfectionist, and this I learned from him. On Friday evenings, my older brother and I were forced by Father to read a prayer in Hebrew. When we made mistakes, which happened most of the time, we were not punished, but there was no reward. But each time we read the text without mistakes, the reward was 10 heller. But this happened only a few times in a given year. Father's philosophy could be called not only Spartan, but also Stoic, had he not tended to be hot-tempered. In a fit of anger, he once broke an alpine walking stick as he hit me with it. Despite this, to me he was always the personification of justice, and he always provided us with a sense of security. For the most part, I take after my father. The characteristics I inherited from him, together with those from Mother, may help to explain the tension in my personality traits. I once was given the Rorschach inkblot test by a psychologist at an Innsbruck psychiatric clinic. He claimed that he had never seen such a range between rationality and deep emotions. The former I probably inherited from Father, and the latter from Mother. Father's family came from southern Moravia, which then was part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. As the penniless son of a master bookbinder, my father nearly starved himself through high school and into the beginning of medical school. Ultimately, he had to drop out of medical studies for financial reasons. Father entered public service and was able to advance to the position of director in the government's Ministry of Social Service. Prior to his death at Theresienstadt from starvation and pneumonia, this Herr Direktor once was seen scraping potato peelings from a nearly empty trash can. Later, I was transferred from Theresienstadt to the camp at Kaufering, where we suffered terribly from starvation, and it was there that I came to understand my father better. Now it was I who scraped a tiny piece of carrot from the icy soil, with my fingernails. For a time, Father was private secretary to Government Minister Joseph Maria von Bauernreuther. This official wrote a book about prison reform and about his personal experiences in America. It was on his estate in Bohemia that he dictated the manuscript for this book to my father, who had been Parliament stenographer for 10 years. The minister was puzzled that Father always evaded the meals when he was invited. One day the minister asked him for the reason. Father explained that he ate only kosher food, and this remained the practice of our family up to World War I. Upon hearing this, Minister Bauernreuther sent his coachman twice a day to a nearby village to get kosher food, so that Father would not have to live only on bread, butter, and cheese. In the department where Father worked for a time was a section chief who asked him to take the minutes of a meeting. Father declined because it was the high Jewish holy day Yom Kippur, a day of fasting and of prayers, when, of course, work is forbidden. The section chief threatened Father with a disciplinary investigation. Even in the face of this threat, Father declined to work on this Jewish holiday and was disciplined. Father was religious, but not without critical thoughts. He might have become the first liberal Jew in Austria, a forerunner of what later came to be called Reformed Judaism in America. I have already written about his principles, but I need to expand on what I said about his stoicism. As we marched together from the train station at Bauschwitz to the Theresienstadt camp, Father had his possessions in a large hat box that he carried on his back. While others were close to panic, he smiled as he told them again and again, "Be of good cheer, for God is near." It is likely that Father's ancestors came from Alsace